Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to everybody on today's call, and welcome to the Ask Samantha Jane teleseminar. My name's Faye Holland from OutshineConsulting.com, and I once again have the pleasure of being your host for this call with the fabulous Samantha Jane from Blue Label Life. Now, tonight's call is on the fabulous topic of how to be irresistible to the opposite sex, and I do encourage you to listen through to the very end of tonight's teleseminar, because Samantha's going to be giving away a very valuable bonus gift to eligible listeners, which I'll announce at the end of today's call. So just make sure you listen through to the very end, and after Samantha's asked her questions, you'll get to find out what the bonus gift is. Now, we've got a lot of people on tonight's live call, and I know some of you are clients of Samantha's and some aren't, so I just want to tell you a little bit about Samantha before I bring her onto the call. And Samantha's a former fitness and lifestyle consultant who set up Blue Label Life back in 2005. And she did that because she recognised that many of her then clients, who were very successful professional individuals, were really frustrated trying to find their perfect partner. And there didn't seem to be a service out there that would help them find their ideal match. So Samantha went on to qualify as master trainer with the Matchmaking Institute in New York and subsequently set Blue Label Life up, which has achieved an industry-high 92% success rate in matchmaking, which I'm sure everyone listening to this call today will agree is very impressive. Now, for those of you who love stats like I do, here's another good one for you. On average, there are 2 weddings or engagements every weekend, thanks to Blue Label Life, not to mention literally hundreds of dates going on in Sydney, Canberra and Melbourne. So it's safe to say that Sam and her team at Blue Label Life certainly know what they're talking about. And that's why it gives me great pleasure to welcome Samantha Jane onto tonight's call. Hi, Sam, are you there?
Yes, hi, Faye, how are you?
Good, thank you. There's always that moment of silence. I'm like, oh my God, is she on the call? Very, very pleased to have you here. Thank you so much. Now,
great,
this is the third teleseminar we've got to run together. And we're getting more and more registrations every single time. The numbers for these calls are fantastic. So before we get started, you know, Sam, why do you think tonight's topic has been so popular?
Well, fundamentally, really, isn't all what life's about. It's finding love. So, yeah. You know, sharing your life experiences, having a soulmate, it's something we all seek, yet we all have, there are so many confusing messages out there. We're really stuck in how to act. As I've mentioned before in previous teleseminars, my true belief is that there really is a gender confusion where men and women no longer know how to act when it comes to dating, breaking the ice and attracting that someone special. So the messages from playing hard to get, people are confused, but they're being very open. It's so confusing out there, and it's really fantastic to see both men and women take a big interest in this subject. And interestingly, statistics have revealed that during these economic times, both men and women reassess what's important to them. So it's really all about valuing that support, and people have more time to think about what's important to them. And the reality, it's also more economical to when you're in a partnership. So relationships that start right now are based on love rather than money, and we're seeing this increase globally by 20% to 30%. And it's quite interesting. I had an interview on Sky News 2 weeks ago, and it was the same topic. It's a real hot topic, so it's a perfect time to find that true love.
That's great, and some interesting sort of points there as well. And I think what's also lovely about these teleseminars is that we are seeing a real mix of men and women registering. So it's certainly not, you know, typically I found a lot of women register for the kind of events that I'm running, but I'm really pleased to see that men are registering for your teleseminars as well, which shows a keen interest from both sides to get the message right.
Absolutely.
So just before we crack on and let you start answering some questions, I want to get everybody listening to the call today to do 3 simple and easy things for me, please. So everyone on the call, firstly, I want to make sure that you've got a pen and paper in front of you right now. I don't mind if you listen to this teleseminar sitting down, standing up. It doesn't matter how you listen to the call. Please just make sure that you take notes throughout the call, because Samantha's going to be answering a lot of your questions one by one tonight, and you're going to want to take notes. This is a free call, but we're not selling anything. We're just giving you, or Samantha's giving you, a huge amount of information for free. So make sure you've got pen and paper at the ready so that you can take notes on this very content-rich teleseminar. And remember, the palest of ink is better than photographic memory, so make sure you've got your note sheet and pen at the ready. Secondly, as Samantha starts revealing some of her top tips, I want you to think about how you can quickly implement some of the strategies that she reveals. Now, what you know isn't worth knowing if you don't take action on it. So think about how you can put some of these points into play. And finally, I'd love you to make a deadline to implement at least 3 of Sam's tips revealed during this call. That's how you're going to get the most out of this teleseminar. You're giving yourself an hour of your time to listen today. So commit by taking action on the strategies you're about to learn, and then you'll start reaping the rewards of those. Now, I just want to give you some context around how this teleseminar came to be. What's about to just happen didn't just come from Samantha Jane's mind. This is from the collective minds of everyone on tonight's call and for everybody that registered for the call and the call recording. And that's thanks to a methodology that's 2,600 years old, courtesy of Socrates. And if you remember back to the original web page you would have visited, we asked you a very important question. And that question read, what's your single most important question on how to be irresistible to the opposite sex? So without further delay, let's get into your questions. And what we've done, because we've only got a limited amount of time today, and Samantha can't possibly answer all of your questions in that time, unfortunately, is that we've picked some common questions and themes that can apply to the majority of listeners so that everybody on today's call gets value from the teleseminar. So just because it isn't your question that Samantha's answering, it's really important to focus and avoid multitasking at all costs so that you can get the most benefit from today's teleseminar. So the questions and areas we're going to be focusing on today are firstly, the 10 things that keep you single, and I can't wait to hear those. Secondly, what do women want from men? And what do men want from women? Number four, how can you be irresistible on the phone during your first call? Number five is a long one. I think I might be too tall or too big for most guys. I'm usually one of the boys. What if I like one of these guys, but he has a girlfriend and he holds me in high esteem? How do I tell him I like him? How do I know if he likes me? And then to add to that, is short hair or long hair more attractive? What colours are more appealing? And how do I get him more involved in the things I like to do? So some great, lots of questions in that one there. Number six is, hi Samantha, I'm super interested in a woman I went out with briefly over a year and a half ago. She broke up with me on the grounds that she changed her mind about wanting a relationship, even though part of her still really wanted to be with me. How do I help her realise that she's not giving up freedom if she opens herself to the possibility of getting involved with me again? And finally, how do you best balance showing interest in someone while maintaining one's own healthy boundaries? So there's some really broad questions there. I know that Sam's got a wealth of information, so without further ado, and to make sure that we finish up on time, we're going to get cracking. So Sam, your first area to have a talk about tonight was 10 things that keep you single, and I know that you put this together through a collection of lots of questions we received tonight. So away you go. What are the 10 things that keep people single?
Thanks, Faye. Look, I thought this would be a really great start because it's all about looking from within and looking at what how you project and actually determine the type of person that you attract. So number one is the biggest no-no is being too judgmental. So looking for Mr. or Mrs. Perfect will leave you single forever, and I mean forever. So when looking for that someone special, be realistic. On the other hand, when you're looking for Mr. or Miss Perfect for you, that's completely a different story. So think of how often you've fallen for someone that you've met over time. Love at first sight rarely does happen. It does happen, but it's often lost at first sight. So it's important to remember that persistence is the key to really finding true love. So, and just think back to your life experiences when that's occurred to you. Number two is being negative. So blaming, looking for the perfect spark instantly, focusing on the negative is really all you'll see. So for example, I'll use a cake. So it's delicious. You can either focus on the fat that it will deposit on your hips or simply at the moment and make, you know, of enjoying the taste and taking a run later. So you may meet a wonderful man or woman. They may be nervous on a date, not quite as charismatic as you like. Take some responsibility and look at how you can improve the situation and make your date more comfortable. So smile, keep things lighthearted, a little joke, and just watch them transform to be their best. And you'll certainly be viewed as being very attractive and an irresistible person, just having that warmth. Now, also talking about your ex, I mean, that's such an obvious one, but a lot of people still do it. So living in the past and blaming is really unattractive. So let it go. It's time to focus right now here on the future. Bringing up the subject of your ex only makes you look like you haven't moved on. And to do this, to just sit back and you know, just watch your date run away. So avoid the topic. It's a forbidden subject. It really is. And a lot of people can tend to mention their ex, and it also may be something like, oh, I used to date a model, or I used to date a superstar or a sports star. It's really not going to benefit you at all. So another factor. Yes, sir?
Sorry, Sam. We've got a delay, haven't we? It's quite amazing how that one seems to come up, you know, with so many clients that I coach and you know, conversations that we've had. So many people seem to talk about their ex during a date, and it seems to create a great big hole that's really difficult to backfill once you've gone down that road.
Exactly. It certainly is. And it's best just to avoid it. Look forward. You look like you have... Otherwise, you'll just look like you have baggage, and nobody likes to have baggage. Another factor really is being intimidating. So if you think about what love is, and it's all about giving, intimidation is all about competition and overpowering that person. So leave the intimidation to the oval or the workplace. No one really warms to an intimidating person, and it leads easily to eliminate an intimidating situation simply by being softer, open, and compassionate. So just be warm. Also, not making the time. It's really a huge problem in today's society. I mean, we're all busy, but think of how much you'd like a relationship versus the amount of time you spend looking for one. Then it's really important to invest. So when you're looking for someone new, just prioritize, invest that time into finding out someone. If you do have a date, book your date within days or at least within a week. So there's really nothing more unappealing than a person that books a date 2 weeks in advance, or, you know, has to look through the calendar. Really be proactive. Even if it's just a quick drink at the time, you'll feel really spontaneous and you'll appear very exciting. So it may take a few weeks and it may be slower for the relationship to progress, but it certainly it shows that it actually works by just investing that time. Another factor is expecting perfection. I love to apply the 80-20 rule of life. So no one will tick all your boxes immediately. Take a look at what your biggest objection is and ask yourself, is that something you can live with? Am I perfect myself? I actually have an interesting... I'm using an example here where I have a wonderful client. I won't mention any names, but basically what they do is they come back to me and say, look, I was out at lunchtime and I saw all these amazing, beautiful women. There was about 50 of them. I want to meet one of them. And sure, it can happen, but it's also about being realistic, ensuring that it's someone that compliments you and not just having this big ideal, basing your ideal partner just on their exterior and looking back from within saying, well, what is it that I have to offer them? And is it something that I could complement their lives with? So, factor is arrogance. So thinking you're better than everyone is actually really unappealing. So confidence, on the other hand, will make you irresistible. It's a completely different story. So being arrogant is actually number one turnoff. It makes you appear insecure and can really, really make you appear like as though you're hard work. So remember, no one's perfect. Confidence is highly attractive. Another factor, acting desperate, so being impatient is actually a big no-no. If you've been single for years and you're ready to meet that one and make it happen now, ideally it's a great scenario, and it sure can happen, but the cliche is you'll find love when you least expect it. It does take time to find the right person for you, so when starting to date, don't be overly emotionally commit yourself. It can be quite challenging at times, but just be positive. If your date has sent you a text or called you, don't overanalyze. Just and don't never see yourself walking down that aisle, even if it's been a couple of dates. So just take time to establish whether this person is really the person you'd like to be with, and never try to guess what the person's thinking fundamentally. Also, never expect to first. I'm doing a lot of nevers, but we're going to get these out of the way. This is so expecting a spark on your first date. It can happen, like I said before, but that's a little fun. Some many successful couples have all applied that three-date rule. So date one is to break the ice, establish common ground. I recommend keeping the date as relatively short. Keep the mystery there and the interest high. Never reveal too much. Let the other person, you know, let it be about the other person. Ask questions. This is the time for you to discover what really makes them tick. And date two is about you sharing common ground, getting to know their interests. Was it horse riding, fishing? Was it an amazing restaurant? Are they adventurous? Do they like theme parks? And date three, once the ice is well and truly broken and you have established common ground, by then you'll know whether or not this is moving forward. And number 10 is expecting the knight in shining armour for women and for men. It's expecting the absolute princess. So that's all just that sort of system in terms of being realistic and establishing the right person for you. So now we're going to go on to the exciting stuff, I think, Faye.
We are. You know what? I just want to say, though, because I love it when you bring up the three-date rule, because I quote you all the time using that, and you know I met my soon-to-be husband through the three-date rule. So for everyone listening, please, please, please use that, because I wished I'd kind of known more about it a long time ago. I think they were probably, you know, I'm glad that I didn't, because I wouldn't have met my soon-to-be husband. But, you know, the three-day rule works so well for so many people, and they wouldn't have got to where they are now if they'd have gone on the first impressions of the first day, because you're so nervous and, you know, there's so many other factors that play a part in that first date. You've got to give it more time. So I love it when you bring that one up. Thank you very much. Okay, we're on to the good stuff now. Well, there's lots of good stuff to come. So the next one is, and this is a biggie, and we're going to do both sides of this. What do women want in a man?
I love this question. It's a big mystery. So each and every day I meet successful, stylish men who come to me and reveal that they're very confused. Now, they're unsure of how to talk to women, let alone approach them or capture the attention of attractive, you know, intelligent women. So basically, it may sound very familiar to a lot of men out there. Just know that you're not alone, and even the most outwardly confident men are searching for the news. They're confused. Should they be arrogant? Should they be aloof? Do women want a bad boy? Do Mr. Nice Guys always end up as a friend or last? The confusion often results in nothing evolving except a string of games followed by sheer exhaustion and ultimately escaping what could have been the bliss of becoming one. So a bit of cliche, I know, but it's certainly the keeper coming out of me. I love to be in love. So the good news is, with a little direction, you can make impact and capture the woman you've always wanted. So let's get started with the basics. Most men believe, do you have to be tall, good-looking, rich, and a face like George Clooney, a body like Matthew McConaughey? It certainly would help, but it's definitely not essential. What women want is adventurous, unpredictable men. They love men that are fun to be around, that have a great sense of humour, and simply make them feel wonderful. So the qualities are, number one, is being intriguing. Have stories to tell, interest, have an adventurous spirit, get out, get amongst it, get on the water, into the gym, kayak, play sports, live life with passion, whether it's building things, music, or making a difference. That will make you really intriguing, and it will certainly attract the attention of women. Being mysterious is also another one. So reveal each layer of yourself slowly. Let them discover you and your hidden talents rather than waffling it all out in one session. Family values are really attractive. So women love a man with good family values. And believe it or not, I'm sure you girls will agree with me, you are actually observing how a man interacts with his mother and his sister.
Yep.
So also be emotionally in control. And this, I say this to both men and women. So you know, when you're on your date, don't sweat the small stuff. It's really true. So getting stressed out due to the date, for example, the traffic delay or the long wait at the restaurant or not getting the best table will really just make you look like hard work, and it will concern the woman. And so women really appeal. They love a calm man that takes control, that's strong. So in any situation, always keep it light and calm. And reassure her that everything will be okay. It's really what we all dream about. As I said before, another thing, the ex. So once again, never mention the ex. Always focus all your energy on the present. Being persistent. Women love a persistent man. And there are so many times women haven't been, interested in a particular man, but through that persistence, they've actually they've seen him from a completely different light. So men that give up too early, you could really be losing out on capturing that special lady's attention. And sought-after women, busy women, who often have men in and out of their days, they really stand out. Persistent men really stand out, and you'll certainly grab her attention. So, also being spontaneous, thinking outside the square, being fun, daring, taking a chance, being unpredictable. Listening is another one. Women love to communicate. So really engage, find out her passions, whether it's a healthy lifestyle, the beach, the mountains, the vineyards, is it fashion, passion for the arts, music, travel, remember her favourite foods, favourite activities, restaurants, and really use them as you interact with her. And remember, you could surprise them with an adventurous horse riding along the beach, and she'll just really love the fact that you actually have taken notice. Women love smell, and so always smell good and be stylish. So keep on a splash of that sexy cologne, clean nails, teeth, breath. Keep your wardrobe updated. No need to be a fashion guru, but just ensure you have a nicely fitted suit, a good pair of jeans, nice shirts. So it really is amazing what a few friends can do for you. And if in doubt, make friends with your local shop assistants or hire a stylist. And the last one I would say is being generous. So no matter how successful women are, all women do love to be looked after.
Brilliant. I'm going to actually quickly run through those, and I hope that all the guys on the phone have got their pens at the ready, because I agree with every single one of those. So, boys, these are for you. So number one is be intriguing. Two, be mysterious. Three, show your family values. Four, be emotionally in control. I love that. Number five, as always, avoid talking about the ex like the plague. Six, be persistent. Seven, be spontaneous. Eight, listen and engage. Nine, smell good and be stylish. And 10, be generous. They are 10 brilliant tips. If the guys up there just copied half of those, I think they'd be onto a good thing. But all 10 would be fabulous.
Absolutely. Okay. What more do we want?
I know, exactly. You'd be doing themselves out of a job if everyone walked around with those 10 in their pocket.
That's right.
Okay, so let's go on to the other side then. So for all the ladies listening, Sam, what do men want in a woman?
Well, it's one of life's mysteries, isn't it? So I've done a lot of Q&As and a lot of research, and speaking to men every day reveals some interesting facts. So each and every one of us, we really do have our own qualities that we do desire in a partner. However, there are a few common requests that every man is looking for in a woman. And ask yourself, is this the type of woman you'd like to be? I mean, ideally, the type of woman that most men would like to be with. And the first, I would say, is really being real. Remember, just your own character, personality, and quality is wonderful. It makes you very different. And just imagine a world full of clones. There'd be no adventure or no exhilaration when you finally found the one. And so, your ideal match for you will be probably different to many guys, but what men really do appreciate is someone that's genuine, not interested in games, not being artificial or fake. It is a huge turn off. So just be you and you'll be most comfortable and you'll really shine. Confidence is also really important. So I'm often, you know, if you're incredibly nervous, just fake it till you make it. If you believe in yourself, you will actually appear more confident. So being happy and comfortable in your own skin is very appealing to men. A woman who feels good about herself, has emotional control, is rational, focused, and has direction is in her life is very appealing to a man. And being understanding too. A great sense of style. This doesn't mean the most expensive designer clothes, but it certainly does make, you know, it does actually incorporate taking care of yourself and grooming. The reality is most men don't have an idea of the Dolce & Gabbana and Gucci versus your general label. It's really all about how it fits you, fashionable clothing that suits your figure. Great, you know, looking after your nails. They don't have to be perfect, but just manicured. Fresh, healthy hair. It really has a twofold benefit. Not only will you attract more men in your life, but you'll also feel really good about yourself. And always remember, when dressing, leave something to the imagination. So dress sexy, but classy. Men love intelligence, so they're not just looking for that handbag. They want a woman that they're able to connect with on an intellectual level. So in any opportunity, teach your man new things, inspire him, share your hobbies. It may be taking him to a yoga session or a bush walk or a show perhaps, and keep up with the current affairs, and most importantly, show him what he's missed before he's met you. So keep that spark and adventure. Be feminine. That it's one of the biggest factors that men ask for. So keep that strong power face for work. Men really are attracted to sweet and feminine ladies. I've mentioned this before. Men are actually looking for want to know what it is that you need and give it to you. So if you're overly moody, aggressive around him, it's really unappealing. So look at being upbeat, positive. It'll make him feel like he really needs you in his life. And always support him. Appreciate the little things that he does. This will make him feel important. And trust me, it'll make him do it more often, which he'll be a lot happier. Going back to refining your cooking skills. So it really is true. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Men do love a good home-cooked meal. So home-cooked food is prepared with love. Even a simple dish prepared will impress him. So get out there and invest in a good recipe book and improve your cooking skills. Also, tell him what you want. I know some of you girls are going, no! but seriously, it is very beneficial. And also, tell him what you want. Men are really practical and they love direction. So letting him know what you want makes it easier. It takes the guessing game out of it. Men love a woman that has the confidence to tell him exactly, you know, where things are going. And they love to please a woman. So don't be afraid to open up and let him know what's really important to you. Also, friendly. Being friendly is very important. So without being domineering and emotional, it really appears unattractive. So, and I'll have him running for the hills. So instead, look at ways of being warm and compassionate, especially to his friends and family. It'll make him really proud of being with you and make you absolutely irresistible. And stay glamorous. And what I mean by glamorous doesn't mean being high maintenance, but never let yourself go. Always take pride in your appearance. And yes, it does include beauty regimes such as the hair, the bikini lines, looking after your skin, clothing, and your body in terms of not abusing yourself, being healthy. And he'll certainly appreciate it as you would appreciate that from him. And the last one I'd say is love your body. A man loves a woman who is confident within her own skin. So no matter what shape or size you are, focusing on your highlight you know, focusing on your strengths and highlighting these and really appealing to men. And, you know, remember that nobody's perfect, and just know your strong physical features and highlight them. It may be your smile, your eyes, your great legs, your arms, your tummy, whatever it is, but just focus on that.
Brilliant advice. You know what I love about those, Sam, is that another 10 brilliant points, but so many of them aren't about how you look. They aren't all about the clothes that you wear or, you know, how well your nails are done, although that's important. There are so many other factors there. So, ladies on the call, please grab your pens at the ready because I want to quickly run through those great 10 points. So number one is be real. Number two, be confident, happy and comfortable in your own skin. Number three, a great sense of style. Remember, that doesn't mean that you've got to wear expensive clothes. Number four, intelligence, brilliant one. Number five, be feminine. Number six, this made me laugh, refine your cooking skills. I've got a way to go there. Number seven, I think I may have missed one out there. We've got around about 10 here. Tell him what you want. And you're absolutely right there. Men do like direction, and why wouldn't that? You know, and all too often we probably don't say what we want. So number six or seven is telling what you want. Next one is love your body, and so important because that also gives you a much better air of confidence. Next is be friendly, then stay glamorous, so take pride in your appearance. And finally, we've already covered that, love your body. The 10 really good points there. Thanks, Sam. Now, we're on to your next question, and I love this one. How can you be irresistible on the phone during your first call? And this is a really good question because so many people, especially with the work that you do, Sam, would, you know, the phone call would be the first contact those people would have with each other, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It's here to break the ice, and I too love this question. It really is brilliant. You know, your first date is actually, your first call is your first point of contact, which is actually your first date. So, interestingly, men treat the first call as a rather technical procedure. They keep the conversation brief, they plan, and they focus on the end result. So, you know, which is the meeting of the place of the meeting place of the first date. Women, on the other hand, often overanalyze the first phone call, making judgment on the length of the call, the chemistry, the voice. So the interaction on the first call is very important, and it's a great way to establish rapport and a connection. So, you know, unless you're really Nostradamus, it's impossible to predict whether this person is for you simply based on the call. So just remember, it's here to break the ice. And really important, I have to stress, is that we all have our different preferences in our communication techniques, which I'm sure, Faye, you're the expert in. So, you know, briefly, some of us are auditory, so some of us like to talk and listen. Some of us are very visual, some of us are kinesthetic, while others are a combination. So never be too judgmental when on the phone. You may simply just have a completely different style of communication. So
absolutely. It's such a valid point there, Sam, because your communication style, when you talk about auditory, visual and so forth, it's not a reflection on how much somebody likes you or their personality. It's just the way they absorb and communicate back information to you. And so if you've got someone that's highly visual, they'll imagine a picture in their mind and they know what you're talking about, whereas someone that's highly auditory will want to keep talking. And when you've got different styles on the phone together and they don't know each other, it can cause a sense of conflict. So it's really important to just not worry about that first call, because you really need to spend more time together to build that rapport and know what each other's like. So that's a brilliant call there, very good point.
Oh, thank you, Faye. That's really important, just to be yourself and don't have any major expectations. Just enjoy that phone call. So let's look at ways of how we can improve the chemistry on your first date. So I think a great first call is a good start. So always ensure that you call at the right time. So early evening is best, as most of us are more than likely, you know, quite busy during the day, consumed by work, and your date also may have other responsibilities. And I think it's always in this sector too, often women wait for the man to call, and they can do that, and it's great to do, but there are some incredibly shy men out there, and it's not such a bad thing to just break the ice, even if it is with a text message to start the momentum moving. Always ensure that you're at the right place, so that you're comfortable. It's a quiet location. It's a relaxed environment. Never at work, so don't multitask here. It's a big no-no. So in your car whilst fighting off traffic or at a friend's house, instead just create an environment with a little bit of background noise to set the scene. I like to have soft music, not that I make all these calls, but I think that that actually certainly creates the vibe, and you're starting to already create that impression. So if you have the TV in the background, that could be very distracting, and the other person on the line could be listening into what you're watching, and it may be sport, and they have no desire to watch sport or a law show or whatever it is. So it's best to have something neutral and just be really present in the conversation. Now, create great small talk. So I would say be prepared. This is the first time you're speaking to this person, and they are actually a stranger. So make points. I like to always advise, make five little topics that you may, if you're stuck, you can refer back to. So you'll never be boring. Always be interesting and engaging. Never talk about the weather, politics, your health, or past relationships. So when talking about things, keep it upbeat, laugh, tease a little. You'll get to know their personality, whether they are a cheeky person or do they have that more of a serious streak. And exchanging ideas are an excellent way to establish that common ground. And just remember, people may be nervous, so they may appear more serious than they actually are. So find out if you have similar sporting interests, travel, favourite pastimes. Talk about the fun experiences. It's a really great opportunity to establish whether your date should be adventurous or whether someone prefers a more relaxed face-to-face meeting, such as a dinner. Everyone is really different. Always have a plan in mind and a goal. So think of the date, the time, a couple of locations that you can suggest on your first date. So whether it's a funky lounge or a picnic in the park, Ferris wheels, at your local theme park, a relaxing Sunday lunch over the harbour. Or I've known people to go rock climbing for their first date. So it's really up to the individuals, but have the plan. It'll make you sound really exciting and adventurous. I also think limit your phone time, and you may think, wow, that was so much information, but keep it short and sharp. I recommend getting off the phone as soon as you can. So limit the call 5 to 10 minutes. Don't linger. Be brief, bright, and bubbly. So the three B's. Keep the mystery and your date will want more. So it really does. It enhances excitement, and it will, that person will actually not be able to wait to see you next. And if you do experience a bad phone call, just stop the blame game and look within and take responsibility and realise that we're all human, no one's perfect, and you can actually turn a situation around with lightheartedness. So always try and turn something around.
That's a really good point. I love, you stop the blame game, because I certainly talk a lot about in the work that I do that the only purpose of communication is the response it gets. So if you've had a bad telephone call, that is in response to the way you communicated on the call. So you're absolutely right. Look within, take responsibility and realise that we're not all perfect and that you played a part in that. So maybe that's not a reason to not meet the person or not go on a date. And I like the three B's as well, brief, bright and bubbly. Brilliant. Okay, we've got three more questions to go, and the next one's a biggie, Sam, so I hope you're ready for this. This question is, I think I might be too tall or too big for most guys. I'm usually one of the boys. What if I like one of these guys, but he has a girlfriend and he holds me in high esteem? How do I tell him I like him, or how do I know if he likes me more than he lets on? This lady then goes on to say, is short hair or long hair more attractive? What colours are more appealing, and how do I get him more involved in things I like to do? So there's a whole collection of questions there for you, Sam. Away you go.
That's right, and I'm really excited about answering these questions. They're all very interesting, and they're questions that are real, and they cross so many minds, so many women's minds. So really, remember that everyone has their own taste in what they like, and that's what's the beautiful thing. It makes us all individuals and special in each and every way. To never make the assumption that you're too big or too tall for most men, as this assumption could be holding you back from meeting a fabulous person. Be confident, trust that you do look great, and know that you will find that person. Now, when it comes to your male friends, he does still have a girlfriend, so I would recommend stay right away. Never get involved with someone else's dirty laundry, as I like to say. There really are plenty of fish in the sea. And ask yourself, how would you feel if you knew there was another girl interested? And furthermore, would you really want to date this guy that could potentially be cheating on his girlfriend? And also, you know, I think perhaps it's not a quality trait, quality or a trait that should be highly considered before getting involved with someone. So write down the qualities that are important to you and start fresh. Look at what you want in a partner. Write down what it is that you have to offer, because it certainly sounds like you have a lot to offer, and really refocus on them. As for letting him know how you feel, I think it's all about giving him that space. And if he has feelings that are true for you, allow him to close that one door before he opens the other. Perhaps he could make a suggestion, but be really clear that he can't have his cake and eat it too. So it's really important to really communicate here. Now, as for whether men prefer blondes or brunettes, it's a real personal preference. So the reality is, it's never a deciding factor. Most men, may have a preference for either blondes or brunettes, but then they can end up with someone with a completely opposite hair colour. So it's really deeper than that. Men are looking for that true connection with someone, someone that is the actual whole package, and really a best friend. That's what we're looking for right now. With colour, I would just recommend, I've worked with a lot of stylists, and it's more important that to wear a colour that suits your skin, your style, your personality, and your look. And how to get someone more involved in the things that you're doing, whether or not this is the person, like I said before, letting close one door before he opens another, but moving forward and allowing someone else to get involved in your life is simply sharing that common ground and doing things together and doing things without a lot of pressure will certainly build the momentum for someone that is of interest to you.
Absolutely. And you're spot on regarding hair colour. I remember for the first time only in my life, I dyed my hair the completely opposite colour to what it is now, and I felt completely unattractive, and it really changed my physiology and my confidence and everything about myself. And that's what someone then doesn't find attractive. It's not the hair colour, it's how you become as a person. So do what works for you and what makes you feel confident and comfortable, because that's what will then, reflect onto the people that you end up dating. Okay, we're getting close to the end. So next question, Sam, is I'm still interested in a woman I went out with briefly over a year and a half ago. She broke up with me on the grounds that she changed her mind about wanting a relationship, even though part of her still really wanted to be with me. How do I help her realise that she's not giving up freedom if she opens herself to the possibility of getting involved with me again?
Now, interesting question. Probably something that you're not really going to want to hear, but the reality is it's been a year and a half and nothing has really moved forward. Don't you feel that you deserve to have someone that is emotionally available for you? There really are plenty of fish in the sea. And it sounds like this woman is giving you many mixed messages. What I've learned over the years is you really cannot change someone or their thought processes or really make a big influence. So a person really must make up their own mind, and convincing her so it will only make her run away further, or it may have her change her mind at a later date when you're more emotionally committed. So instead, what I would do, if you really want to know where you stand, is consider reverse psychology. So give her that space, show her what she's missing out on, get on with your life, do what you've always wanted, live life with passion, and if there is an opportunity to rekindle things, the tables will turn and she'll seek out your attention. So to try it. So really focus on what makes you happy. And by doing that, it will really attract her rather than knowing that you're sitting there waiting for her. Let her think she might lose you.
Absolutely, I love it. You know, you can't change other people, but you can only change yourself. So, you know, I think you give some really good, blunt, honest advice there. Thanks, Dan. Okay, final question for tonight. How do you best balance showing interest in someone while maintaining one's own healthy boundaries?
Look, I think it's really important to just be light and positive in this situation. Try not to think about things too much. Flirting is always a great way to let someone know that you are interested. But I also think it's really important to think about what your boundaries are. So if you do take time to get involved in your relationship, which I highly recommend, is stick to your guns. Stay there. You know, but when your date talks to you, I mean, the signs of attraction that you can show them is laughing at their jokes and initiating the conversation, complimenting them, you know, always looking at ways of making them feel comfortable, smiling, holding eye contact, passive signs, such as, you know, as a touch, but it may be not necessarily, you know, it may be just on the forearm or the elbow, keep it brief, keep that mystery there, and just really be yourself. And that person shall respond well to that. So it's all about making that other person really comfortable and also being comfortable within your own self. So it's quite a natural process of showing interest. It's all that, it's eye contact, it's positive body language, it's taking an interest in what they're saying. And people love to talk about themselves, so really focus on what it is about them that makes them tick, and that'll make you appear more attractive, and that'll certainly show that you are interested, as opposed to just communicating things about yourself. It's not a competition here. Love is all about giving.
I love it. It's the whole adage, isn't it, that, you know, we've got two ears and one mouth for a reason, and you should use them to that ratio. And
right.
That's why you sit back and listen. And it can make a much better relationship. Well, that's unfortunately the very last question we've got time for today. So I trust for everybody on the call listening to Samantha, you got a huge amount of value from the tips that she's given you. Now, as I mentioned at the start, Sam's got a bonus gift for all of our listeners today who aren't currently clients of Blue Label Life, and that bonus gift is a $150 voucher that you can redeem against any Blue Label Life membership packages. So all you need to do is email Samantha by 5 p.m. on Friday, and for the purposes of this recording, that's Friday the 29th of May 2009, and Samantha's email address is samantha@bluelabellife.com.au, and I'll be putting that in an email to you tomorrow. Now, in addition to that fabulous bonus, you'll also receive the recording of this call from me tomorrow, so that you can listen to Samantha's tips and secrets over and over again. And if you're not already a subscriber, I strongly suggest you sign up for Samantha's monthly newsletter, where you can get even more dating tips by going to bluelabellife.com.au/newsletter.php. And I believe, I think you'll also get a complimentary copy of the newsletter for being a subscriber to this call. So it's certainly been my pleasure to host this call again today. Always fun having Sam on these teleseminars. I want to say a huge thank you to you, Sam, as ever, for giving up your time and sharing with us heaps of valuable tips and strategies. So from all of our listeners, thank you so much. I'll just hand over to you quickly so you can say your goodbyes.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for everyone for listening in and sending through such fabulous questions. I really do look forward to our next teleseminar. And I hope that my knowledge has actually been of assistance.
Oh, look, I learn new stuff off you every time, but I wish I'd known when I was single. So you always add a huge amount of value to these calls. People should be charged for these calls, and you bring so much to the table. So thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners tonight for letting us into your homes and offices. My name's Faye Holland from OutshineConsulting.com, and I hope our paths cross again. But until then, have a fabulous day or evening wherever you're calling in from, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon. Thanks so much, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the